It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm Keely Boltina in for Kate Archer-Kent. We're going to talk about how corporations can adopt practices that are environmentally responsible and still make money. Your thoughts are welcome at 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@wpr.org. First, we're recapping a year's worth of in-depth reporting from our WisconTex team with managing editor Christian Knutson. Christian, we appreciate your time.
Thank you for speaking with me.
We saw some big themes emerge in the top stories that WisconTex had in 2019. What are you noticing?
WisconTex tries to look at stories with a long-term point of view. We like to see how stories unfold over weeks, months, and years. And we look not only forwards, but backwards. So we really draw upon history and looking at how history informs current issues. And then we look at how people are seeing how issues might develop into the future, whether that's in coming months or coming decades. So if you look at our top stories of the year, they really fit those themes of how did history inform kind of contemporary, you know, issues in the state, and how we're looking ahead to how things may change or may stay the same.
One aspect of that is climate change. We see it coming up in a couple of different ways in popular WisconTex stories. What did you cover and what can we kind of glean from that?
Yeah, we try to cover the ways that scientists are projecting how climate change can affect the state. And so one of the stories looks at research into how temperature analogs are potentially going to be felt in cities across the state in about 60 years. So what somebody living in Wausau might feel like, actually they're living in somewhere a little farther to the south, or if you're living in Milwaukee, that might be more like you're living in the Philadelphia area, and so on and such forth. It's a story about research into how Wisconsin communities will feel warmer like other places already feel in the nation.
Sure. If we're watching the climate change and even we eke up just a few degrees, what might that look like in Wisconsin? And I think some of that research is certainly fascinating and shows up there. You've also looked at the wet weather and what people are facing in Wisconsin.
Yeah, as well as looking at the science, we're looking at the ways that the kind of changes that are happening are already being felt. And one of our biggest projects this year was looking at what happened when there was a series of three storms over 6 years in northwest Wisconsin. There were major torrential rainstorms in 2012, 2016, and 2018 in Douglas, Bayfield, Ashland counties, and the surrounding area that really just inundated many of these areas, washed out roads and bridges, washed out culverts again and again and again. And we wanted to look at how are local governments looking to deal with this issue? How are they looking to pay for this infrastructure that is getting damaged and damaged time after time, and just how they're planning to prepare for the future as more of this is expected to be coming their way.
And what should we think about when we realize that those are some of the most clicked on stories from WisconTex? People must care.
Yeah, I think that people are interested in really the in-depth types of one of our colleagues uses the term longitudinal, which is kind of an academic term for ways of looking at the news that you look at the same issue point after, you know, time after time after time at the same point and seeing what's changing, what's staying the same, and what that means for the overall picture.
Okay, so we're taking the things that we're seeing and experiencing every day and really putting them, well, I guess, into context.
Exactly.
That would be the point. Sounds good. What also about the dairy industry? Wisconsin's collapsing dairy industry on a lot of people's minds, and WisconTex did a deep dive that shows up on the list.
Yeah, we've been looking at the dairy industry and some of its difficulties the past few years, and we did kind of a bigger piece this past spring that looked at a lot of the in-depth numbers that kind of define what's changing in the dairy industry. So we're looking at milk prices, the volume of cheese in cold storage in the United States, the number of cows versus the number of farms, the total milk exports. A lot of these economic trends and looking at how their change over the past six, seven, eight, even nine decades has, you know, influenced the dairy industry and what has really been happening in the past few years that is different from these longer term trends.
You put together a lot of fascinating, visually stimulating charts and diagrams. Why do you incorporate so much of the visual when we're talking about numbers and other representations?
Well, we want people to be able to visualize these oftentimes very abstract issues and hopefully help them better understand the ways that these very complex economic dynamics are affecting people's livelihoods. You know, unless you actually live this issue day to day, you aren't going to understand it. But hopefully getting to know some of these numbers will help people who might just only see this or hear about it on the radio or talk with people about it, get a better picture of the kind of global dynamics that are affecting what's happening with the industry.
We're talking about top stories from WisconText in the year 2019. We've got managing editor Christian Knutson here in the studio and looking at what stood out and really what that says about our state. I'm Keely Boltina. Christian, what was the most unusual story that you saw gain traction this year?
One of the most fun stories, I would say, is this is another dairy industry story. Is we did a look at the just massive explosion in the goat dairy industry in the state. So at the same time that the dairy industry in the state is having a lot of difficulties, that's essentially related to the dairy cow milk industry. Goats, on the other hand, are just burgeoning in terms of the number of goats in the state and the economic value of the dairy goat industry in the state. It was a really kind of fun story to learn about because you're hearing all about this one very distressing and problematic issue with the dairy industry. But at the same time, albeit much smaller, there are some bright spots, and that is what this dairy goat story was trying to look at.
And it's also generally fun to talk about goats. They're fun creatures to discuss. I love it. I like that you're able to not just look at problems, but also where people are finding solutions. And I think that shows up throughout the WisconText pieces. Is that an important thing to look at it from lots of perspectives?
Absolutely, yes. These story that we've been talking about have been reported by Will Cushman, who's our primary reporter. And we work, Will and I and our other collaborators, and especially the contributors who are other academics who contribute to WisconText or other reporters, we're trying to really look at the broadest picture possible with these stories. And again, we think about the long term. How are things changing or developing over time? It's really about that that biggest picture that, you know, sometimes might feel difficult or, you know, outside your lived experience because you're living it day to day, but these things really oftentimes take a long time to develop.
Other stories that made your top list include some water quality conversations about lakes, invasive species, some insects. Christian, what was your favorite story this year?
My favorite story probably was that goat story, but I also like the story about the flooding in Northwest Wisconsin. I happened to be in Duluth and Superior during the 2016 and 2018 rainstorms and experienced them firsthand. And it was just really amazing to see what was happening on the ground there. And then years later, go back and see this is still an ongoing issue. This is a problem and a cost that local communities are still struggling to deal with. And so that was really fascinating. And we're going to be continuing to look at that issue going forward in the new year.
Oh, yeah. What topics do you expect to see in 2020?
Well, in 2020, one of the big things we're going to be doing no matter what is we work with Wisconsin Public Radio and we work with PBS Wisconsin to help build upon their reporting. So we're going to be looking a lot at political issues, the election that's coming up. And what we tend to focus on are kind of the demographics of elections, the demographics of politics, and kind of the mechanisms and data of politics. So we're going to be looking at hopefully things like bellwether counties and like political changes in different geographic areas and things like that.
All right, Christian, thanks so much for recapping 2019 with us.
Thank you very much.
That was Christian Knutson, managing editor of our WisconText team. We were talking about top stories from this year. You can read all of those that we mentioned and more at wisconText.org. Up next, are environmental responsibility and making money really at odds? Or do you think companies can help the earth and still turn a profit? We're talking about how corporations can benefit from conservation. And there's room for you in the discussion. 800-642-1234 is the number to call. You can email ideas at WPR.org to be part of our conversation. I'm Keely Boltina. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.